I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we'll hear about a major music and cultural celebration that's bringing some 400,000 people to New Orleans this weekend. It's the Essence Music Festival, and we'll hear about it in just a few minutes. But first to Faith Matters. That's the part of the program where we talk about matters of faith and spirituality. And today we're going to hear about the first African-American woman ordained a rabbi. Alyssa Stanton made headlines when she was ordained after completing her studies at Cincinnati's Hebrew Union College. Then she took over the only synagogue in Greenville, North Carolina. That was in 2009. But the synagogue, Beit Shalom, has announced that Rabbi Stanton's contract will not be renewed when it expires this month. Rabbi Stanton joins us now to tell us more about her journey. She's with us from Greenville, North Carolina. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit, if you would, about how you first arrived at this journey for those who haven't followed your story. That what inspired you to, well, first to convert to Judaism? As I understand it, you were raised Pentecostal and then first to convert to Judaism and then to become a rabbi.
The journey started when I was a little girl. At nine, I started my search. And why that is so vivid is one night the phone rang. And my sister answered the phone. My sister, Val, is 7 years older than I. And she handed the phone to my mother. And I was upset because the phone was for me. I had called a priest to find out more about Catholicism and to make an appointment with him at 9 years old. And so a man calls a nine-year-old girl at 9 o'clock at night would be concerned for any parent. So that's when my journey began officially and that I can recall.
What made you want to become a rabbi?
It was just a calling, I believe. I had moved to Denver. I was a psychotherapist. And I had a traditional conversion in my early 20s. And I was taught that Reformed Jews were not real Jews. I kept hearing about the synagogue in Denver that were doing some exciting things. And the first time I went and heads turned, it wasn't because of the stares of what are you doing here. It was, oh, another new face. And so I went back. But when I was in the midst of my conversion and I learned about the role of a cantor, which is leading people to prayer through music, I thought that would be my nirvana. I mean, to be able to sing and pray and praise God and get paid for it. And so I said, okay, God, open the door and point the way. And I went to my rabbi. God is blessing, and the rest is history, so to speak.
What will you be, I'm not sure if you even embrace this concept, but what do you think you will be proudest of as your, in your tenure at Beit Shalom?
Proudest of? There's a quote, I don't know who it's by, but it says something in essence of, sometimes it's worth the risk of losing everything for the sake of integrity. And I found that to be true, that I haven't given up. And at the same time, I haven't compromised who the rabbi that God has ordained me to be.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin, and we're speaking with Rabbi Alyssa Stanton. She is the first African-American woman to be ordained as a rabbi, and she's serving out her 2-year contract at Greenville, North Carolina's only synagogue, and we're speaking to her from there. What do you think is next for you?
I had started a nonprofit that is called EPO, which is Hope Backwards. And it's a nonprofit that where commonalities are embraced and differences are accepted. I'm also finishing up a book. The tentative title is Lessons to the Rabbi. I do a monologue, Layers of Healing, Layers of Hope, about my journey. I've had the opportunity to do it all around the United States and teaching lectures, teaching seminars and lectures. I will continue doing those things. And I will continue to be on my outreach to people of all faiths and clergy of all faiths, because I believe that together we can invoke change in this world.
Now, obviously, you know, you're still serving and there are still relationships that you want to be respectful of. But I am curious whether there are aspects of your identity, either being African-American or female, that posed a greater challenge than you had thought that it would, or perhaps were more of an advantage than you perhaps thought it would be.
I think depending on the day, you know, one can look at the cup as half full or half empty. I think both of those, not think, realistically, you know, and dealing with the elephant in the room. I'm a woman. I'm a single parent. I'm an African-American rabbi who happens to be female. Each of those in itself presents its own uniqueness and its own challenges. But when you combine them together, it's a lot for some people. And typically, even the sign for rabbi in American Sign Language, ASL, is a sign for a beard. And so traditionally, there hasn't been a place for women until recent years. And then I come along, it provides challenges for some and opportunities of others. Recently, I had a congregant who was concerned about me living, and the congregant has children, and said, "You're the only rabbi that my children know. You're the only rabbi that my children want." And so in their eyes, an African-American woman is what a rabbi is. To others who are older, who are used to seeing an Anglo male, that is their concept of what a rabbi is and should be. Are either one of them greater than the other? Absolutely not. But it just is. So I'm one to deal with the issues head on. Other people have not honed those skills as well. And so we just deal with it to the best of our ability. So I look forward to a great future, serving humanity, my people, and our God.
Alyssa Stanton is the first African-American woman to be ordained and to work as a rabbi, and she was kind enough to join us from her home office in Greenville. Rabbi Stanton, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. Shalom.
Shalom.